with my story for the kids. The colors I see start fading. I was up, fell down head first. I opened my eyes, back again in the middle of elsewhere. There she was, God Almighty, standing upon me. She showed me possibilities, bad ones. I was mad. I stood up face to face. I asked her, why would you let this happen? Where were you whenever we need you? Were they all your plan? Am I your son, or did you adopt me? Where do you hide the voices of your stepchildren? Why do I need to constantly run from my young people? Why did you let me suffer throughout the years? I took 2 steps closer, told her my fixed price. I'll still go back and forth in time. Those things I saw, they must not happen. Learn from the past. Learn from possible futures. Learn that blood will never be the answer for any conflict. Learn that the only scapegoat is prejudice for people I don't understand. Learn that I don't need to understand everyone. Learn that it will be enough just by respecting each other's views. Children need to remember that censorship doesn't solve. Friends need to remember that sugar-coated message doesn't solve. Ghost folks need to remember that it's okay to be 1 in a million. We need to remember that speaking up shouldn't have a price. I need to remember that I saw possible multiverses in this fucked up world. No guns, no sword. No violent horde. No punishment for people who learn from the past. No mobs swearing to rape anyone who don't fast. No children restrained because differences in class. No religious sites burned down. No school of thugs gunned down. No stepsons or favorite daughters. Just humans. That's what I see. And I'm sorry. If the state got me, put lead in me. If God erased me. After I'm finished telling this story, please pass this on and repeat after me. I won't forget who I am. I won't forget yesterday.